Greetings from another day with Jesus, a daily word by Pastor Priji from the heart of God. As you receive the word, prepare your ears and mind to receive Him.
Greetings in Jesus' name. Welcome to this beautiful new day. I know that many of us, we are living in comfortable, convenient environments. But what we don't remember or understand is that all around us are people who have to pay a price, who have to sacrifice, who have to give up some of their basic rights in order to follow Jesus, in order to express their love for the Lord. For us, we may be in Christian homes, in Christian environments, in churches that are secure, that are covered, but there are people that worship in places where if they are discovered, then they will be put to death. Their children will be taken away from them. Their families will be persecuted. And as a Christian, it is our responsibility to pray for these brothers and sisters all around the world who are going through persecution, not just out there in the far corners of the earth, but even those that live very close by, right in your apartment or in your office, or the ones that are serving on the outskirts of your city and the rural parts of your state or nation. It is necessary that we stand with them, that we cover them in prayer, and we provide all the resources required so that it becomes easier for them to continue to serve the Lord and continue to love Jesus. Let me read Revelation chapter 6 and verse 11. It says that a white robe was given to each of them. Who are these them? They are the ones who entered into eternity because of persecution, because they had to lay their life down as a martyr. They had to give up their life in order to prove their loyalty to Jesus. It says that a white robe was given to each of them. And then they were told in heaven to rest a little longer until the full number of their brothers and their sisters, their fellow servants of Jesus who were to be martyred, had joined them. So in God's foreknowledge, in His predestination, in His plans, in His purposes, there is a full number of their brothers and sisters, a full number of God's people that are supposed to be martyred, that are supposed to be persecuted. In God's foreknowledge, He has predestined some people to enter into the kingdom of God through martyrdom. What do we have to do? One, we need to prepare ourselves for a time where we may have to lay down our lives, where we may be asked to give up our love for Jesus, our service to Jesus, and our declaration of Jesus in our environments in exchange for our own life and our own comfort and our own human relationships that we enjoy and we celebrate here on earth. So we need to prepare ourselves towards that. Ask God to give us the ability and the strength to, if required, even die for the name of Jesus. But most of us may not get that opportunity to die for His name. But we all have the opportunity to live for His name. I like this term that is used in the scripture that says it's their fellow servants. They are the fellow servants of Jesus. So God is looking at all these martyrs that are already in heaven, giving them a white robe and giving them a place to rest and relax and cease from their labor. And God is telling them that there is the rest of them that are your fellow servants of Jesus. That are the other servants of God living on the earth right now. They are living in such a way that they have died to themselves. They are sold out to the purposes of Jesus. It is no longer I that lives in them, but Jesus that lives in them. They are the fellow servants. They are the bond servants. They are the slaves of the purposes of God on the earth. We need to wait and watch how they complete their work. Now you and I, we can definitely prepare ourselves for martyrdom if necessary, but we also need to prepare ourselves to live for Jesus here on earth. See, martyrdom is a one-point death where somebody comes and kills your body on one particular day. But living for Jesus requires for you to die on a daily basis. And this is much more harder, I believe, because you need to die to your ambitions. You need to die to your own self-respect. You need to die to your dreams. You need to die to all of your relationships. All the things that your flesh craves, you need to continually, constantly live a life of martyrdom, live a life of sacrifice, live a life of continually giving up your convenience in order to receive God's plans and God's purposes in exchange. The more we cling to our lives, the more we will lose it. But Jesus said, if you are willing to give up your life, you would have in fact gained it. We think that if I give up this one thing in my life, I will no longer be true to myself. This is not my personality. This is not how I function. This is not what I want to do with my life. And yet, the very fact that you're holding on to yourself is a proof that you're losing yourself. The more that you're willing to or you're able to give up your own life, the more closer you will be to finding the purpose for your life, to finding the destiny that God had ordained for you, to reaching that place where you become the image bearer of heaven on earth, the carrier of God's presence on this earth. Let's pray together. Let's ask the Lord to give us the grace to be the fellow servants of Jesus, to be the ones that would, if necessary, die, and for sure we would live for Jesus by constantly dying to ourselves every single day of our lives. Holy Spirit, we ask you for this strength, this inner enabling to please the Father, to please Jesus, to please you, to do everything possible in a way that we live in close fellowship with the triune God and we live in submission to your will and purposes over here on the earth. We submit ourselves to you 100%. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
We hope this word has divinely spoken into your spirit to join us for the Revival Dreamers Conference that is happening in January 2022. You can register at dreamingrevival.com/2022. For further details and resources, connect with us at pastorpreji.com. Let His heavenly power lead your day ahead.